Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
To multiply, to reproduce, to make greater or larger. The act or an instant of increasing. The amount or rate by which something is increased. Reproduction, I like this word, and spread. Propagation. I see some of y'all just writing away. Propagation. Synonyms are amplify, augment. I like this. Beef up. Build up. Enlarge. Expand. Grow. Magnify. Mount. Multiply. I know you'll just get the CD, buy the CD. Reproduce, snowball, swell. It means simply to become larger or greater. I want to lay that layer of foundation so that you lock into that and not into the mind of the world. People are afraid. And fear grips the fabric of the world system. But we are not of the world. We are in it, but we are not of it. We don't think like the world. When the world says there's no way out, we know there's always a way out. God always makes a way. God always provides. There's always breakthrough. See, when the world, they don't have the power nor the authority nor the covenant to break out of stuff. But our covenant determines that we are not bound by things. Amen. Why? Because we are his covenant authority. That's why you must know how to pray. You are not a beggar. Amen. You're not begging God, pleading. It's not the tears. It's not the emotion that move him. It's when you abide by the law of prayer. It's a system. And you have covenant right. I always tell this story of the guy that died in his home. It's, to my understanding, it's a true story. Died in his home of malnutrition. He died from not eating. Old guy. When they went in, did the autopsy, and took him out of there, and they started cleaning out, they found money everywhere. Under the mattress, in cupboards, in jars, lots of money. But yet, he died from malnutrition. Had enough money to buy food for years. Tragic. But the reality is, a lot of saints loaded for bear, but won't invoke covenant rights. Because you think God is mad with you or something. When oftentimes God is waiting on you. And now that you've been under the teaching of God's system of government, Yahweh's system of government, you are held accountable to some degree. To some degree, you are held accountable. Someone else that may never heard it, you know. But for those that know and do not, okay, God's going to shake some things up. Right? Because he needs, well, no, he don't need. He desires a remnant people that will walk in that fullness. Look at someone and tell me, you're the one. Let me give you another verse here concerning increase in Psalms 102. And verse number 13. No, Psalms 1, I'm sorry, Psalms 115. 115. And verse starting at verse number 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Look at someone tell them, the Lord is thinking about you. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, the priests. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord, Yahweh, shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Say it with me. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will increase me and my children and their children and their children more and more. Come on. This is the foundation upon which we build. Not a mentality of lack or struggle. This is why the glory road teaches you to rest. In essence, to get out of God's way. He has a plan. He knows how to do it. He'll do it through you, but you got to get out of his way. I have to be transparent. I was struggling with something. I won't say struggling, I just didn't want to do it. I'll be honest, I just didn't want to do it. And it involves travel. And I'm trying to, you know, in my mind I'm thinking, what kind of excuse can I, you know, that will be legit? You know, is there anything legit I could put up here and say, well, I can't because, and I open my Bible, you know, one of them times where you open your Bible to the right page at the right time, and the first verse I read, he that seeketh to save his life, the same shall lose it. But he that loses his life for my name's sake, the same shall find it. And put an end to the story. What God is after is our submission. Doesn't mean that you have to have every thought right, but when you come to the knowledge of truth, submission to it. Because God has things in mind that perhaps you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs, I won't say needs, somebody is waiting on what you're carrying. And the thing about this, as the glory increases, as we go from glory road to glory realm and then into those dimensions, your life is not your own. Amen. Say amen, lights. Amen. Your life is not your own. It's not, and God's not a hard taskmaster. And the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. It's just the nature of flesh is at enmity against God. And there's always that potential to be at enmity, to resist God. That's why the glory road is to bring you into the place of rest. Mm-hmm. So we looked at Isaiah 11 and 10. Let's look at that again. Isaiah 11 and verse number 10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. There's the word glory. So rest has a great deal to do with connecting you to glory. His rest shall be glorious. We looked at Matthew 11, 25 and 30, where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, right? And are heavy laden. Labor, not just work, but he's talking about labor in the flesh. Laborious stuff, you know, that is not producing. You know, labor that causes anxieties and troubling and strife and contention and argument and all kind of fleshly carnal things. He said, come unto me, all you who labor like that. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. How many know Jesus' yoke is easy? So one person. Y'all better start answering. The elder, help out here. Like. I'm going to ask it again. How many know, if y'all don't know, I know, that Jesus' yoke is easy. And his burden is light. Listen, don't get that twisted. You may be going through trial or tests that seem heavy. Or the burden, you know, the warfare is intense. That doesn't take away from the reality that his burden is light. So when you get frustrated and ready to give up, check yourself. Because most likely you've been fighting a battle with the wrong means. Or fighting the battle from the soulish realm. Remember, Jesus is our example. And that look at him in the boat, he didn't rise in his emotions. Sometimes you burn out or become discouraged because you're locked into your emotions.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.